Singularity. Our entire universe/multiverse may itself be arising within and as an expression of a cosmic singularity. Singularities in physics are generally considered to be regions in the geometry of space-time where the mass/energy density becomes so extreme that the gravitational forces reach a critical intensity such that the curvature of space-time becomes infinite, and the normal laws of physics collapse and no longer apply. Notice the similarity to Wheeler's notion of the laws of physics being mutable. If our universe is indeed a singularity, this state of affairs has significant implications for our understanding of what might be possible within our universe, opening up a vast range of previously unimagined possibilities beyond what our conventional ways of thinking allow. The known laws of physics may not be the ultimate arbiters of what is possible or impossible. For example, there could be an infinitude of sub-singularities arising within a singularity, each hosting an entire open-ended, infinitely creative universe within it. This possibility opens up the limits to our conceptions of both the micro and macro worlds, which is to say that the upper and lower limits of our universe are potentially infinite in both directions. Simply entertaining this possibility, whether it's the actual state of affairs or not, frees our imagination from any arbitrary, unnecessary, or limiting frameworks and belief systems. Due to their singular nature, singularities are conventionally thought of as being featureless, having no structure, distinctions, or separation within their indivisible and unified existence. Having structure implies differences, which in a singularity is supposedly impossible, for in a singularity there are no differences. Everything is the same. Yet, this mainstream notion of singularity partakes of the aforementioned two-valued logic, where, for example, structure and structurelessness are mutually exclusive, and is thus one-sided in a multi-sided universe. Two-valued logic is a residue of the ingrained habit of dualistic thinking, which, when applied within physics, creates unnecessary dualistic polarizations which propagate through the field like a virus of the mind, the aforementioned Wetiko virus. Yet, the conventional dichotomy between the formless quality of a singularity and the endless multiplicity of our universe is actually an unrecognized complementarity, in which the infinite forms of the universe arise within and are expressions of the underlying featureless emptiness. The singular, indivisible nature of our universe would thus also be able to host apparent and ultimately illusory differences within itself. So even though on the surface, the universe as a singularity seems to negate multiplicity, it actually implies and embraces within it an endless diversity of forms. Notice the similarity to the Buddhist Heart Sutra's idea of form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Forms and emptiness reciprocally co-arise and are not separate or opposed to each other. Rather, they interdependently co-originate. From the limited perspective of two-valued logic, the idea that the featurelessness of our singular universe implies diversity is impossible and makes no sense. Yet, it's the one impossible thing that makes everything else possible. It is an impossibility that cracks open the limited eggshell of the constricted mental domain of two-valued logic, thereby making the existence of a much more open-ended, creative, and creativity-generating universe like ours possible. It is noteworthy that the world's non-dual mystical traditions all agree that separation is an illusion, which is exactly what quantum physics is pointing at, and that what fundamentally exists is ultimately indivisible and singular in nature. Ultimately admitting no division or separation, our universe as a singularity is paradoxically able to simultaneously display itself as an apparent and very convincing multiplicity with infinite diversity, which itself is an expression of its singular and whole nature. Putting the same idea in theological/psychological terms, Jung writes, "Where would God's wholeness be if he could not be the wholly other?" Substitute the word singularity for God, and multiplicity for wholly other, and you get the same idea. The singular, empty, and formless underlying structure of our universe, and the dynamic diversity of the apparent forms arising within it, only seem contradictory and mutually exclusive within our divided and dividing minds. Both states actually imply and require each other to simultaneously coexist, in distinction to the limited condition of either one or the other exclusively being true. Bringing our discussion back around to the nature of our own mind, It is easy to assume that thinking is problematic, in that it is obscuring the true nature of our mind. This perspective, however, is itself just another thought. And if we invest this thought with reality, think of as viewed so appears, our thinking process will indeed manifest as an obscuration to our true nature. Yet, if we recognize that our thoughts are an unmediated, natural manifestation of our true nature, rather than obscuring the nature of our mind, our thoughts can be seen as one of its myriad expressions that are actually revealing it. In other words, if we relate to our thoughts as a revelation of our deeper nature, then this will be how our very process of thinking will manifest. Think of a mirror and its reflections. In this example, the reflections symbolize our thoughts, and the mirror represents the open-ended spaciousness of our true nature. From one point of view, the reflections in the mirror are obscuring the silvered surface of the mirror. And yet, due to the fact that we would never notice the mirror without the reflections, from another point of view, the reflections are actually revealing the mirror. It all depends upon our perspective. The reflections in the mirror are actually inseparable from and an expression of the mirror. All of the great spiritual wisdom traditions point out that our existential situation as human beings is not inherently problematic. The only problem is a self-created one, our addiction to dualistic thinking. All genuine spiritually inspired traditions throughout the ages have borne witness and proclaimed that dualistic thinking, the very flaw in our thinking process that quantum physics is revealing to us, does not correspond to the deeper nature of reality. This is to say that dualistic thinking, which informs our conception of the universe as an object, existing separately from us as a subject, is the generative source of our problems, both individually and collectively. By dualistically thinking that the universe exists objectively, we create the seemingly real and convincing illusion that we are an alien within our own home.